You are listening to the Winning Edge podcast, where each week we have a conversation with a different member of the Winning Edge Business Networking Chapter located in Spring Hill, Florida.
Welcome to this episode of Winning Edge. I am your guest host, Andrew Chamberlain, and I'm here with Chris Chambers. Chris, welcome.
Thank you, Andrew. Appreciate it.
Today, we're going to do something a little bit different. We're going to talk about some things that can really help other people's businesses, and we're going to make it very specific on this idea of specialization.
Yeah.
When we did your interview, that's something you said was very important, and I think it's an important component to break out a little bit further. So we did a little bit of looking ourselves, and we found a great article from Forbes that we're going to kind of use as a background. So to give them credit, the article is 5 Reasons Modern Businesses Are Turning to Specialization. And again, you can find this with Forbes.com. So it's something that you believe in, specialization.
Yeah.
So before we even dive into this article and use it a little bit, just kind of address what that is. So if anybody's unfamiliar with what we mean by that term.
Yeah, I guess the best way for me to explain that would be, for me personally, when I got out of law school, right, one of the things law school teaches you is, certainly not the business of law. It teaches you how to learn about the law. It doesn't, necessarily even teach you how to practice law as much as it teaches you to know what you need to know in order to do whatever needs to be done. So coming out of school, I hadn't decided, there's some individuals that go to law school and they know I'm going to be a criminal defense attorney. I'm going to work for the state attorney's office, prosecutor. I'm going to be a PI, a personal injury attorney, right? That's what I want to do. For me, I didn't have any of that. I didn't really know what I wanted to do. When I opened up my firm, the idea was, anything that comes in the door. And we see this in B&I too, right? We have individuals that come in, certainly, folks that haven't been in very long. And when they're, doing their 30-second ask, it is anybody, I'll take anybody, And the truth of the matter is when you are very specific, right, be specific to be terrific, right? The more specific we are, the more likely we are to be able to get referrals. Same thing in business. The more specific we are, the easier life is going to be in that business. So anyway, for me, I took every claim that came in the door and, from estate planning to probate to land use planning to, the personal injury to Social Security, disability, you name it, man, family law, divorce, child custody.
So you were a buffet.
Anything and everything, man. Yeah. The problem was, my practice areas at that time were pretty wide, right? But my knowledge of any one of those issues, very, very shallow, right? Very, very shallow. So I was having to teach myself in each of those particular areas. All right, what does even the law say about this? And so, again, behind the scenes, outside of the view of each of my clients, I'm tearing my hair out trying to figure out the law. So
yeah, wonderful. Yeah. So specialization, just to recapture that again, is just honing in, focusing in on 1, 2, maybe 3, depending on what your business is, just some very specific areas.
Correct.
Okay. So you want to become an expert on that. So let's look at 5 things that maybe there's a benefit of being specialized. So one here is called better value proposition.
Yeah.
So when it's this idea that you can have a target market with a superior value over companies that just generalize. So let's talk about that a little bit. Superior value. Why would it be superior once you're targeted and focused in one area?
Yeah. So again, just going back to my story in particular, when I was on my own initially in 2009, I was taking anything and everything, right? So the value that I was offering to my clients at that time was very, very minimal, right? And I'm taking as much information from them as I could, then I'm turning around trying to figure out, all right, what in the world is the law on this? Well, fast forward, I joined the other firm. Now I have Chambers Law Firm, and we do VA law and we do Social Security disability. Well, I've been doing both of those 9 and 10 years each, right?
So, and there's even crossover, correct?
Right. There's even some crossover there. Right. And so I've been able to specialize, right, in those two practice areas, which has allowed me each and every year to continue to go to training on those two things. And now, the law, I know the law in those two areas that is very, very deep, right? My knowledge is very, very deep at this point, as opposed to how shallow it was, initially. So I'm able to provide a much better value proposition to my clients when they come to me. They know, hey, this guy knows what he's talking about.
Because the key there is value. So if a gentleman or a lady is needing an attorney, they're still going to have to pay a fee. And there's going to be some, because you're getting that service, right? So now you're saying, hey, that fee's still there, but you're getting a depth of all this knowledge in this space. So the value is in for the customer.
Yeah.
Because you've been through it in 10 years, you said now, and you're honing in, focusing. So the value really goes back to that customer, correct?
Yeah. And just to give you an example real quick. So yesterday I had a client call me. The VA is proposing to reduce their benefit, right? Nervous, man. You know, what's going on? I can't afford that to happen. You know, I was able to say, hey, listen, you know, this is not the first time that I've dealt with this. The VA That's does this every term. Once in a while.
Yep. Yep.
And I'm able to point to several clients in which this has happened. And I say, you know what? The result in those areas, not only did we not, did my client not end up with the reduction, we ended up getting 100%. And I told him the strategy that we're going to do to get them there. And you know, I got an email this morning and said, hey man, thanks so much for calling me. You definitely put my mind at ease. I look forward to working with you. So
wonderful. Yeah. So you gave that value to them. So yeah. Let's move to the second one. This idea of smaller learning curve. You were talking about that in your practice when you had all these different things.
Yeah.
You had to learn,
yeah.
you know, and you're a very intelligent guy, which is great. But at the same time, it's difficult to learn that many things.
Yep.
So let's dive in that a little bit. Specifically with law, there's a lot to learn, correct?
Yep. Yeah. And particular with Social Security disability and VA disability. Again, when you're dealing with disabilities, you're dealing with a lot of medical conditions, you know, whether it be, you know, spinal conditions, you know, you could be dealing with pain in the back. You know, it could be stenosis, narrowing of the spine. It could be bulging disc, herniated disc. It could be a radiculopathy into the legs, you know, pain radiating down. These are things, 2009, you asked Chris in 2009, no idea what you're talking about, right?
Because you just didn't have the time to learn all that.
Absolutely. And so now, not only have I gone through that learning curve of knowing exactly what that is, I'm able, you know, going back to the better value proposition, I'm able even to talk to my clients about those things. Again, and also able to set my clients' minds at ease because of that learning curve. And again, the depth of knowledge that I've been able to gain because of the specialization.
That's phenomenal because so if any person's listening to this in their business, they're going to have their own lexicon of language.
Absolutely.
That's
you got
that,
it.
They,
yep.
they
got
to learn.
Yep.
And so they're going to, once they have that and they hone in, they're going to learn that stuff even quicker and faster. So then they can communicate that in a consumable way for somebody else.
For sure.
Wonderful. So it really reduces that learning curve, as you said. Mm-hmm. So you have less time you have to spend and more time on creating value for your customers. Wonderful. I really like number three here that Forbes puts out. It says higher perception of authority. Mm-hmm. And I think in the example it gives in the article, it talks about someone who has a virus on their computer and you could go find all these different names. But if you find someone whose business name just says, hey, we reduce viruses, right?
Mm-hmm.
It gives this idea of, hey, you've got the authority on this. So let's talk a little bit about authority. We live in a world where there's so much information, so many people doing things. Why is authority in any specific field such a higher level of ability to convert a customer into, you know, profit for everybody?
Again, the more you know, the more knowledge that you have, the more experience that you have in any particular, more experience you have in any particular issue, the more likely it is that you're going to be able to be seen as that authority. And I think it's super important to be seen as that authority. Again, when you're not specialized, when you're just doing, you know, doing anything and everything, you're not going to become an authority on any particular thing. And again, there may be business models out there where that makes sense. Again, I don't know what they are. I can tell you for me personally, becoming an authority for veterans, right? Becoming an authority for disabled individuals is huge. You know, now am I an authority on personal injury law? No. Am I an authority on criminal law? No, absolutely not. But based on my experience, based on the knowledge that I have, based on my all of those things, I'm able to be looked upon by my clients as someone who holds authority, who knows exactly what it is that needs to be done, where they are, able to identify the problems, and here's a strategy to get you out of that issue. You know, some other ways that individuals kind of are able to gain this, they go teach in a school, whether it be a law school adjunct professor, go teach in a local college somewhere. You could go online and provide webinars, right? Would it be available? Just providing some, you know, little nuggets of information, you know, through Facebook Live and those kind of things. You know, I think there's a lot of ways that you can become that authority, but it all starts with that specialization.
Yeah, and it's kind of interesting. I actually got the example from number four of this article and put it into three, but it makes sense in my mind.
Yeah, yeah.
Once you become that authority, what happens? You have the ability to convert.
That's right.
Because here's what I know. If I need somebody to work on something that's, you know, like my car or something like that, I'm looking for the guy or the gal who knows exactly what I'm talking about. And so that conversion comes in. So I'm sure you've seen that when you start to share these testimonials and different things of that sort that shows, hey, look, we've already been there, done that.
Yeah.
That really helps you convert. Is that correct?
Yeah, absolutely. And So, you know, every once in a while, I might get an email, just kind of a random email from somebody. Hey, I'm looking for an attorney for X, Y, or Z, and it's outside of my practice area. Again, that's rare. The vast majority of the time, what ends up happening is when I get a client that comes in, I'm meeting with a client, you know, veteran or disabled individual. Hey, how did you find out about us? Well, I was looking online, and, you know, when you're Googling, what are you doing? You're looking for very particular terms. I'm looking for a veterans law or veterans attorney. I'm looking for a disability attorney. I'm looking for a social security attorney, something, you know, those kind of things. That's what I do, right? And as a result, absolutely, when individuals get online, when they're looking, they're more likely to find me as specialized in one of those two areas. And so it absolutely results in a higher conversion rate. Very, very seldom does a client come to me, a potential client rather, when I talk to them and explain what this process looks like, do they walk away. I mean, it's you know, very, very seldom does that happen.
Before we get into this fifth one, yeah, I want to kind of pause for a moment, yeah, and kind of hit back on something. I think the temptation for many of us, especially when we start business, we are so nervous because we got bills to pay. We got responsibilities. Let's just put it that way, that we think, man, if I don't offer all these things, yeah, I'm not going to get anything. That's right. That's right. And I think one of the things that we're trying to communicate here, just to make this even more specific, is you'll find out either the hard way, or mm-hmm, you'll find out hopefully through just some wisdom of people that have been there before you. The quicker you can get to your niche, your, yeah, area that you can really, really become a master in. I had a professor in college tell me one time, it says it takes you 5 years in any subject before you can become an expert, yeah, in it. The quicker you can get to that, yeah, that all these things are going to happen, because, yeah, you're going to see the conversion, you're going to see all this value that come in. So I just kind of want to stop there and hit on that, if you don't,
yeah,
mind,
well,
a little bit.
Yeah, well, there's actually, Malcolm Gladwell has a book called Outliers, right? And in that book, he talks about this idea. It takes 10,000 hours of doing something, right, in order to become an expert in that particular field, whatever it may be, right? Shooting basketball, playing golf, working on computers. He gives the example of Bill Gates when he's writing that book. He gives the example of the Beatles. It's going and playing, right? Playing music in front of individuals. It takes 10,000 hours to become an expert. And so, again, specialization, right? You're becoming an expert in that particular field.
So, I mean, it's just that idea of that 10,000 hours, yeah, five years,
yeah,
the same concept.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, and I think just to relieve that burden, we understand. We've been there.
Yeah.
You know, you talked about 2009 for you. And it's a challenge when you're first starting out, because you think, I got to do it all. So we're just trying to help you understand, no, that's not necessarily the case.
And here's the thing, even in what I do with Social Security disability and VA disability, those two areas are pretty thin in and of themselves. However, even in those fields, like for example, Social Security, you have children's disability, right? Individuals, kids who are having, you know, particular disabilities. And so that could be a specialization. And with adults, you could have mental health conditions, you could have physical conditions, you could even limit it to spinal conditions.
Wow.
Right? For VA, another example, there was an attorney doing some training, and when he was building his practice, he specialized in sleep apnea cases only. That's all he took in. He became, wow, an absolute expert in sleep apnea cases.
But I bet people, when they have that,
absolutely,
they know who to go to.
They know exactly who to,
yeah,
go to. Yeah.
That's a good point. And this last one, number five here, and we'll recap these for you in just a moment. But this fifth one is better networking. And I think it's interesting, because our BNI motto is, you have a specific chair, right? And so for example, in our group, we have multiple attorneys,
yeah,
and I believe, you know, they work together. They know how to refer to each other,
yeah,
because they have a specialization that they're working in. So how has this affected you with better networking?
Yeah, well, just going back to the chapter for a moment. So we have the office of, you know, Lucas Magazine and personal injury, right? They hold a personal injury seat in our chapter. We have Cheryl Powers. She holds the criminal defense, DUI defense. Myself, disability, you know, chair in our chapter. Cheryl Powers, she doesn't do what I do, right? Lucas Magazine, they don't do what I do. I don't do what they do. And so those areas we're able to pass to one another. I found that to be super helpful. And, you know, with BNI in particular, even cross chapters, right? You have individuals, there's not a whole lot of veterans law attorneys, you know, in the country. I think, in fact, I'll just share this real quick. I think there's a 1.7 million attorneys licensed to practice law in the United States, 1.7 million, only about 19,000, last I checked, and I haven't updated that number in maybe a year or so, but about 19,000 of them are certified to practice before the Department of Veterans Affairs, right? 19,000 out of 1.7
wow.
million. So very, very few that are able to do that. So I run into other law firms, other attorneys who don't do that area, who have veterans who need help, and now they're able to pass those individuals over to me. And you know, again, because of the specialization that I've been able to go through over the last several years, I'm able to really be a source of help for those individuals.
That's phenomenal. So, you know, let me hit on one last thing, and then we're going to recap and then be done. Again, I'm trying to put myself in the shoes of a new business owner, and I'm hearing like, man, it sounds good, but 9 years, that's a long time to get there in your situation. So let's maybe reassure them a little bit. We understand, each one of us, we've had to do some jobs that, you know, maybe not hit that specialization, but the key is what you're working towards that. Right. You're getting towards that.
Yep.
And there's a growth process to that. So I would encourage you that hone that in. Mm-hmm. You know, you might not have that today. You might not be afforded that today, but the quicker you can get there, the better off. So anything you'd like to add there?
Yeah, I would just say, you know, there's still obviously law school. I'm going to stick with attorneys here for a moment. For an attorney or a student getting right out of college, maybe getting ready to go to law school, if you can find whatever that niche might be right now while you're in law school, then you can do some internships. You can find some ways to you know, take the classes that revolve around those particular areas. You could come out and really hit the ground running in that particular specialty. That's one way that you could really shortcut that that time frame. But you know, again, like you said, any other business, you know, be thinking about what is it that I like to do? Who are the people that I like to help, that I want to help, right? Who can I help? And what's going to be the best way for me to specialize in that particular area in order to help the most amount of people in my, you know, contact sphere?
Yeah, because you hit something, there's passion there. Yeah, once you find that, there's passion, and that's going to create longevity for you.
That's correct.
So wonderful. So let me hit these five things real quick, and then we'll wrap up. It's a better value proposition, number one. Two, it's a smaller learning curve. Three, a higher perception of authority. Four, higher conversions. And five, is better networking. So specialize, get there quickly. You will find that that will be a better model for you and your business. So thank you so much for listening to this episode hosted by Andrew Chamberlain and with Chris Chambers. We appreciate it.
Thank you, man.
Thanks for listening to the Winning Edge podcast. Please be sure to check out the show notes for contact information for each of our guests, links to their websites, and links to more information about the topics discussed in this episode. Until next week, happy networking.